Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
I have every right to record
actually,
you,
no,
sir.
You don't.
Yes, I do. The Constitution.
Actually, no, you do not.
It's not a police
officer. First of all, it's not in the Constitution. Know what you're talking about first.
I have every right
okay?
to film.
Know what you're talking about first.
If you're not doing anything wrong, what's the wrong? You film us. Everybody films us.
What? Where's my camera?
This heated conversation is taking place right in that gray area of the legal domain outlined by Chuck Wexler a moment ago. In this case, a protester with a camera is confronting an officer of the NYPD. Does the Constitution protect your right to hit record on a camera in an encounter with the authorities? We put that question to Ellie Mistal, an editor at Above the Law, an editor-at-large of Breaking Media, and the managing editor of ATL Redline.
First and foremost, people have to understand that they do have a First Amendment right to videotape or photograph a police officer performing their duties in public. It's a constitutional right. Now, the way various states are going to implement that right is going to be different depending on the state. But as a general rule, you do have a right to pull out your cell phone camera, especially if you ask nicely, and videotape a cop. Number two, the officer does not have the right to take your cell phone and delete pictures or videos that you have recorded on that phone. That would be obstruction of justice and destroying of evidence. They might do it, but the few who have gotten in kind of significant legal trouble for doing that.
It's also important, Ellie says, to remember that you are suddenly in the middle of a crime scene, and that's not like filming a parade on the 4th of July.
Number three, you cannot trespass on private property while you're filming an officer. You can't break any other laws in the context of filming an officer. And you certainly can't obstruct police activity while you're filming an officer. Now, obviously, a lot of police officers when they try to make you stop, they're going to argue that you are obstructing their work and you are violating other laws. But that's where they're trying to get you. And you have to just understand what the trespass laws are and what, and make sure you're kind of out of their way as you're filming them. Number four, you got to remember what the federal statutes aren't as concerned about video as they are concerned about audio. It's the federal wiretapping statutes that get a lot of people in trouble. Now, the way that they're applied, again, varies greatly state to state. But let's take the Northeast. In general, in the Northeast, you're okay to record an officer as long as you do it open and notoriously, right? As long as the officer knows that you're recording him, they can't do anything to you. If you are secretly recording a police officer up here in the Northeast, things can get a little bit hairy. Other states, the laws will vary depending on the consent statutes they have for wiretapping and eavesdropping.
And finally, in a crime scene, the cop has a special authority to preserve evidence and order. So when a police officer decides it's time for you to stop doing something or to arrest you, you are obligated to submit. At that point, the court system, not your video camera, is your protection, something called due process.
Fifth, and I really think this is, in the world we live in, kind of the most important point. Look, the officer's word in an actual stop is the law, and I like my rights. I enjoy my First Amendment protections, but I also enjoy my carotid artery not being violated as well. So if the officer tells you to do something, orders you to do something, kind of, I would not put myself in danger. I would fight it out in court as opposed to trying to fight it out with the officer on the street. They are the law in a very real and visceral way when you get into these issues.
Ellie Mistal is an editor at Above the Law, an editor-at-large of Breaking Media, and the managing editor of ATL Redline. To see Ellie's list of five things to keep in mind when you are filming lights, camera, action, and to read about his concerns on the proliferation of body cameras, head to thetakeaway.org.